G'day, Gowie.
Good morning, fellas. How was Mudgee? Did you win?
No, no winning.
But they had a terrific day and they raised upwards of $100,000 for the local charities up there with Peter Sterling and Peter Mason at the Mudgee Golf Club. So it's a big, big day.
Oh, yes, it's a great day. Yep, one of the best. One of the best.
Pebble Beach coming up.
Yeah, we've got Pebble Beach this week. You know, golf is back big time. We've got the European Tour event in Malaysia also. But Pebble Beach, it's always the fun one you play. It's a long, long week, and they're in for a long week. Not that I follow the weather like 2K does, but they're in for rain this week, and it's going to be soggy and sloppy. And that makes a difference, believe it or not. I know it does in the races, in the horse races. But in the golf, there's only it narrows who's going to win. It's who can put up with the long delays. It's got some patience who doesn't mind playing in the rain. And I've had to back up this week with JB Holmes. He played okay last week in Phoenix in perfect conditions, but I like him this week. He's a patient type of player. He flies the ball long. It's absolutely suited for Pebble Beach this week. But as you know, Pebble Beach, they play alongside the celebrities and guys like Justin Timberlake, Ray Romano, he's the new Bill Murray there. But they get something like 80 or 90 celebrities out to play. It's a fun week.
It's a different style because of that, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. And I think it's the way of the world, believe it or not. You know, to give corporates people a little bit silly, but I reckon the Australian Open one day, maybe even the Australian PGA Championships could be a pro-am format. I know some of the players complain, but the most important day of a golf tournament is actually the Wednesday. And the Wednesday is the sponsors' day. They're the ones that put the money in the pockets. The pros don't raise the money. It's the sponsors being there. So if you can have the sponsors in playing in the heat of the battle, it's the closest thing you can have with being inside the ropes is playing those pro-ams. I think they're fabulous. I've played with some, as I've told you over the years, some interesting people. That Glenn Campbell, the Rhinestown Cowboy, called me by my name for 3 days. He was drunk the entire time, but he was off his head, actually.
What's he?
He couldn't stand, but he signed every...
What, he just had big nights flowed through the day?
He did, a massive nights, and nine children. He told me the same story like 4 times, and then I don't think he realised I was his playing partner because he just stood on my line all the time. My caddy, Dave Nielsen, who's one of the great caddies, he wanted to punch him in the head at the end of the day because I missed the cut by one, and
Ryan Stone
stood in my line on the last fair. We've got 11 Aussies in there, Jakey Day, who hasn't started the year. Like previous years, and he's not on fire. He's not putting the same way. Interesting one with Jason Day, which I only found out yesterday, is that he changes the setup of that putter he uses with different green speeds. So he'll put more loft on. He'll take less loft off it.
Really?
Yeah, which I didn't realise. At times you would do that at different golf courses. When you get the slow greens, you put a little bit more loft in it so the ball will stay in the air a little bit longer with the putts. But Jason supposedly changes his quite often. So we've got 11 Aussies, but an interesting one in the field is Brett Coletta. This will be, he's got an invite to the event. Young fella, just turned pro.
Yeah.
Really, really good talent, and he's got an invite. So best of luck to him this week. Baldo, with his indiscretions last week, he's back playing. So fingers crossed, the best place for Baldo is actually on the golf course and not off. And he's a good fellow. Just hopefully you can pull everything together.
Yeah, just on that, we should explain to our listeners, he went for what they call extreme high-range drink driving, Stephen Bowditch. That was after round one last week, and he went out and played round two after getting done.
Yeah.
And missed the cut.
Yeah, he's just, he's been struggling for the last 12 months. Yep. There's no excuses for that. Zero excuses.
No.
It's a bit of self-pity there, but he's been struggling with his game. He hasn't been able to get it right. He was in Fiji at the end of last year, and he said, I think it's coming to good. He had wrist problems at the Masters last year, and it's just sort of all got on top of each other. He obviously went out and had a few drinks with everybody else and kept drinking, which we all do at different times, but you don't drive, do you? So
no. Fingers
crossed, he is a good bloke, that he gets his everything back in track. He's just had a baby only 3 months ago. Golf is what he does, so he better cherish that and work as hard as he can.
Yep. Mm. And just reading an article on Tiger, who's just said, you know, I'll never feel great again. I'll feel good at times, but I've just had too much surgery.
Yeah, he has had a lot of surgery. Surgery that we all didn't know about, you know, from three times with his knee to his elbow. I remember when he came down here a few years ago when he played at the Lake, and he said he'd had, you know, a lot more surgeries than everybody, you know, knew at the time. So he, you know, he doesn't look the same. There's no doubt. He's never going to have the power that he had. But I still think he's capable. If he does stay on the golf course, he's still capable of winning. The mental application is still there. There's no doubt. Yeah, and he wants to win. There's no, yeah, that's one thing he's always wanted to do. But his body may not let him do this, and it'd be a sad way to see Tiger go that way. Because let's face it, the last 15 to 18 years, he has carried golf a little bit like Greg Norman carried Australian golf for 20 years. So,
no doubt.
Every other player can only say thank you because they've all made bucket loads of cash off Tiger Woods.
Okay, so you got JB Holmes at $31. You're tipping Jason Day is the best placed Aussie, $1.50. Just quickly want to talk about Zara Woodbridge.
Yeah, well, the Victorian opens this week, which is quite a unique event where it's got the LPGA and the men's playing in the same format, in the same tournament. Robert Allenby's coming back to the Victorian Open for the first time since 1999. Which is good. You've got Laura Davies, Minji Lee and Rebecca Artis down there. But I think the interesting one in the field for the ladies this week is Zara Woodbridge. I was down there on Tuesday to shoot some stuff for the golf show and I ran into Todd Woodbridge and I said, oh, you down here watching? He said, no, my daughter is playing. He's 16 years of age. She was on the golf show a few weeks ago with Andrew Datto and great-looking golf swing. She's taller than him, stronger than him, hits the ball past him. He said it's wonderful. He's on the bag, but his only complaint was the bag was way too heavy and it's going to be hot. So I just told him to keep up and shut up. That is a damn good caddy.
Keep up and shut up.
But, you're 16 years of age, and I tell you what, a golf swing that I did see looked very, very powerful. So if she's got everything else to go with it, good luck to her this week. The kid to watch this week down there is Jeff Drakeford. He hits it as long as any human I've seen hit it. You've got Rumford and Hickenbottom playing this week. A Malaysia Open, Marcus Fraser, defending champion. All the best players are there this week. Toddy Sinnott, who won a few weeks ago, he's having a bash there. So there's a lot of punting on golf this week.
Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.
Well done, mate. Have a great golfing week.
We'll text them out. JB Holmes, $31 to win at Pebble Beach. Jonathan Blitz is Gowie's roughie, $126 at tab.com.au. And Jason Day, I mentioned, $1.50. They'll be on Big Sports Breakfast Facebook. Look forward to that.